prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Two million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day here. And Herb Talk is all about empowerment, and that's what we're going to do Frank's ready. I'm ready. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. We are going to be talking about vaccines. Research reveals bad things. Oh, Frank, you will not believe what I dug up. And we have some other stuff and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. Seeking the Lord's face, mind the time, it grows short, and hitting those knees. Yeah, so before we get to all that good stuff, we're going to do this devotional, and the devotional puts us in Matthew 5, where it says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." And then Psalms 115, "Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake." Yep, you know. You gotta love the Lord's truth. It's comforting. And it gives you hope. It's your salvation. It's your human manual that you need to read and seek the Lord's face. Mind the time, it grows short, because he is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Was worried there for a minute, Frank, if we didn't have quackers. People like the quackers, Frank. They tell me. All right, first up in the first and last but not least, Frank, heads up. One item in the quacker today. It's about Israel, though. There's a study that they did on the COVID-19 vaccine efficiency over there. And guess what it revealed? Stunning degree of harm caused by the vaccine. That's the report headline. So a study which did get published in the medical journal Eurosurveillance detailed the outbreak of the SARS-CoV at Meir Medical Center in Israel. So this was the originating hospital, I guess, for people getting sick. Anyway, so in their report, they are stating that when a fully vaccinated dialysis patient was confined to that hospital and tested positive for the virus, an outbreak occurred, and then that patient infected 42 out of 246 total people exposed. Of the 42 that were tested positive for COVID, all but three were fully vaccinated. So the vaccinated are more likely to get COVID. Of course, you've been hearing this. So the fully vaccinated patients suffered the most, according to the report, with five dying and nine experiencing severe illnesses. And it's also worth mentioning that two of the three unvaccinated patients only experienced mild symptoms. So the authors of the study expressed severe concern over their findings, saying that it's, quote, "it challenges the assumption that high universal vaccination rates will lead to herd immunity and prevent COVID outbreaks," end of quote. Well, that's because it's an assumption. It's a theory. So they also added, in the outbreak described here, 96.2% of the exposed population was vaccinated. Infection advanced rapidly. Many cases became symptomatic within 2 days of the exposure, and the viral load was quite high, end of quote. So the Center for Disease Control and Prevention corroborated with this Israel study, saying that the COVID vaccines and boosters can't fully prevent someone from getting infected with the virus. So people with natural immunity to the virus, those who have recovered from COVID naturally, appear to be more protected than the fully vaccinated ones. What did you say, Frank? So herd immunity has been BS since the first mentioned it. Either you are immune or you're not. You're either immune or you aren't. And that's it. End of story. End of sentence, period. Yes, Frank, I understand that. And I think a lot of people now out there are understanding that medical science has been not completely honest. You know, what's that Benjamin Franklin saying? Half the truth is still a whole lie. So this is what we're experiencing. But anyway, that pretty much wraps the quack report.
Knock, 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 knock
Thanks, Frank. A little slow on the quacker button. Well, it's the end of the week, right, Frank? That's okay. Well, we're going to talk about some research I dug up. Oh, yeah. I'm a-smiling because it's vindicating people that has been saying for years vaccines aren't really what you think they are. All right, so let's talk about this vaccine research that reveals some very bad things. Now, guess what I did, Frank? Guess what I did? I went onto a site that, you know, houses a lot of medical journal reports, and I put in the search box, bad stuff in vaccines. And you can't even imagine what popped up in the links. Links popped up. It's some very interesting information. So I thought we'd check it out. This was a study in 2014, and this was according to a published report by the Monell Chemical Senses Center, which is a nonprofit scientific institute at the Pennsylvania University Science Center in Philadelphia. And what they did is they stated that vaccines trigger, get this, a change in the human body, often affecting a person's urine and body odor. So the report is saying that vaccines activate the immune system and cause this distinct change, when in fact, vaccines suppress a lot of times the immune system, causing these changes. A lot of times you can get an overreaction called an autoimmune reaction, but that's a little on the different side, but it does create this change. So the study did get published in the April 2014 issue of Physiology and Behavior. And the crazy thing about this is that science wants to spin this and use the body odor thing to detect who's been vaccinated and who hadn't. Here's a quote. This work provides further evidence that it is possible to use odors to eavesdrop on the immune system. The results have potential implications regarding disease surveillance, bioterrorism, and disease diagnosis. That's a quote from Bruce Kimbrell. He's the chemist over there at the National Wildlife Research Center at Monell Chemical Science Center. So, eavesdrop on your immune system. I thought that was an interesting way of putting it. So let's just kind of highlight or go over real quickly the average vaccine ingredient list. I'm not including the new COVID vaccine, the RNA stuff. This is just your standard stuff, your childhood vaccines, your standard influenza, the things that have been circulating for over 60 years. So let's look at this. Now, the public health report publishes health guidelines, and they've listed some of the ingredients that are often used in your vaccines. And the report tries to explain why such ingredients are used. And many of the ingredients, if taken by mouth, would cause toxic poisoning, but science believes that is that in subsequent injected doses, though, they are completely safe. So you wouldn't be able to eat it by taking it by mouth. That would be bad. But they're saying when you take it in a vaccine, it's completely safe. So the report didn't include the disease antigens in their list, or the adjuvants. Obviously, were listed, but things like human tissues often found in the serums, they weren't listed. Okay, so the report also explains that such ingredients can cause concern for parents and patients, and they just wanted to list them to alleviate your concerns so you would feel better about vaccines. So here is their brief list. It said thimerosal, the ethyl mercury. Mercury, heavy metal. They say the vaccine manufacturers use them as a preservative. It's been in use since 1930. Did you know that, Frank? I thought it was in use since the 40s, so I was like, okay, earlier, 1930. Now, supposedly, it's only used today in your influenza vaccines to control fungus and bacteria. Okay, supposedly. Now, formaldehyde's in there, used to make the virus in the human serum inactive, they say, and to reduce bacteria. So this is supposed to prevent the patient from getting sick with the disease they're getting vaccinated with. The U.S. EPA and the International Agency for Cancer Research have classified formaldehyde as a carcinogen. Now, according to the public health report, The potential for harm depends on the amount given. And science is saying that formaldehyde in vaccines is safe for infants, toddlers, and children because a newborn has more formaldehyde in its own body than what is in a vaccine. But I was unable to find any research that corroborated that. All right, aluminum was on the list. Now, it's an adjuvant. It's used to hyperstimulate. It's used to hyperstimulate the immune system. You know, they're saying it's to help the immune system react better, but it really just stimulates the immune system, and it could be part of the problem for the autoimmune disorders that people get. So the theory is, in when you use these adjuvants like aluminum, it was to for you to need fewer vaccines. It was supposed to make your immune system react more efficiently so that you would need fewer vaccines to eliminate the need for boosters and things like that. But we don't see that happening. We see more shots given, not less. So fewer vaccines are really not given. We know this. Now, some studies suggest that the aluminum increases the risk of kidney, brain, and bone diseases. So what could be the accumulative effect of heavy metals in multiple vaccines? Well, we're going to answer that in just a minute. Okay. Antibiotics are in the vaccines. You know, this is to reduce the risk of dangerous bacterial infection, and these drugs often elicit allergic reactions, but science states such fears are exaggerated. However, no such studies have been done to prove that there is no allergic reaction due to these drugs and vaccines. But, however, severe allergic reactions do occur, especially in the combination vaccine shots, like your MMR, your mumps, measles, rubella. They see it there. Monosodium glutamate's in there, your MSG, and this is a chemical alone can cause a lot of allergic reactions, but drug companies include it as a stabilizer and a preservative. Now, let's just take a little peek at the flu vaccines for a minute and the ingredients in there. So the average flu vaccine will contain mercury over 250 times the safety limit established by the Environmental Protection Agency. Flu strains are cultivated and made inactive, supposedly, by the formaldehyde, which is a cancer agent, and it's preserved in your thermosol, your mercury. So pediatricians and other physicians may try to convince patients that the mercury has been removed. However, thermosol is 49% mercury by weight. And here is a list of other ingredients that are added to your pathogens in your average vaccine. We talked about aluminum, a link to Alzheimer's disease. It's a neurotoxin. There's also Triton X100, which is a detergent, as well as phenol, which is a carbolic acid, ethylene glycol, which is really antifreeze, as well as something called beta-propylactone, which is a disinfectant, and it's supposed to be in vaccines to keep you from getting contaminated by the bacteria in them. They also have non-steroidal drugs in there. Non-steroidal. I read that wrong. It's nonooxanol, and that is a drug typically used for STDs. Now, why would that be in there? Also, oxidol 9, which is a spermicide. Why would that be in there? And also sodium phosphate. So based on the ingredients now considered pretty standard in the United States and in the UK and also in parts of Europe, there is a consensus that vaccinations are also pretty much sterilization drugs. Well, what about the side effects? Well, the side effects are varied and will attack an individual pretty much in their weakest genetic areas, such as life-threatening allergies is one of them, Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a paralysis disease, and it can be fatal. Also, encephalitis, which is brain inflammation, neurological disorders like MS and autism, and also thrombocytopenia, which is a blood disorder. And it is really interesting that 70% of doctors and nurses and 70% of doctors and 62% of nurses your healthcare employees, they don't volunteer to get vaccinated because they see people getting these problems after they get vaccinated. So more and more professional healthcare workers are leaving the field rather than be forcefully vaccinated. They're looking also for exemptions and outs for, because of the severe reactions. So why does your doctor say no to a vaccine after he gives it to you? They are skeptical of the vaccine really works. They believe their immune system is strong enough to fight a flu bug themselves, and they don't want to take the risk of developing side effects. Those are the three big reasons your healthcare workers say no thanks. Now, here's the cherry on top. Here's this study. This is a 2020 study on heavy metals in your vaccines. Awesome stuff, Frank. This will blow your mind. Okay. This was a study that appeared March 2020 in Science Direct. And they wanted to answer the question, if we are exposing children to acute chronic retention of aluminum using the current vaccine schedules. Now, apparently, there haven't been any prior studies looking into this, as mentioned in their report. So they know no previous studies really address this question. Well, of course, the drug companies don't want to do studies on that. They don't want to look at studies that their vaccines cause cancer or autism or anything like that, because they know already what it does. So they mentioned also that the CDC and other health authorities downplay the heavy metal toxicity in vaccines and refer to the vaccine schedule as, quote, vaccine-friendly plan. So these health authorities within the medical science, which, you know, people have looked up to for, you know, safe treatments, well, these, they have never presented an effective model to test for this toxicity, to check for the overall whole body dynamic, and even on a cellular level, they haven't looked for these problems. So starting from day one, when the baby is born and gets a hepatitis vaccine at birth, and then they follow through with all the vaccinations on the childhood schedule and look at all the aluminum and adjuvants, et cetera, that they get, and what does it do physically to them? Well, that's a question. What does it do to the child? You know, the cumulative effect. Nobody has ever looked at this. And I have to applaud these folks for doing it. So this is called aluminum retention, and they were looking at this very closely. And they say it often causes, get this, neurodevelopmental disorders, autoimmune disorders, and a myriad of chronic illnesses. Okay. They also stated it can alter genetics and be passed on. Now, of course, the soft report on this was for doctors and pediatricians to monitor their patients more closely for aluminum and mercury toxicity. They also recommended formal alerts on the vaccine products, especially on the thimerosal mercury vaccines. And it should be noted that this funding for this research was privately funded through the Institute for Pure and Applied Knowledge and not from the pharmaceutical companies. That's why it got published. It didn't get swept under the rug. Let me read you a quote from their report. It says, our report shows that there is a high degree of chronic metal toxicity in the first 7 months of life under the CDC vaccine guidelines. We recommend that the FDA investigate the use of aluminum adjuvants and other toxic metals used in vaccines due to the realities of accumulative exposure and risk. There is greater risk in combination vaccines which have greater amounts of the toxic metals, and we advise on a recall for the aluminum adjuvants due to its induced immune system interference of the Th2 immunological state. We recommend health authorities investigate safer alternatives. End of quote. Yeah, I knew it. It messed with the immune system. It suppresses it. Doesn't help. So before you say the medical science area would not put children and patients at risk using vaccines, you really should know who rules over your medical science, who rules over the FDA and the CDC, and who rules over Congress, who make the laws governing these vaccines. It's the drug companies, the deep pockets. It's corruption. Here's a quote from Dr. Anthony Morris, former chief urologist of the FDA. He says, vaccines are medicine's most highly guarded secret. They seed the body with disease. He was right. Also, here's a quote. This is a medical doctor, an epidemiologist called Wolfgang Wadderg. He's head of the health of the Council for Europe, and he says the swine flu epidemic, remember that in 1976? He says this, quote, was a false pandemic to sell vaccines and one of the greatest medical scandals of the century. Now, if you remember that, the drug companies made that vaccine for the pig farmers, and it killed their pigs, so they didn't want it. So they wanted not to lose their investment, so they tried to sell it to humans. It hurt humans, too, give them Guillain-Barré syndrome. So this is where they're at. It's about profits. It's about money. It's corruption and greed. So what you really have is a silent pandemic. So the new RNA vaccines have new and more toxic ingredients. The vaccine industry has evolved and is used for measures other than to prevent disease. And they are used to create pandemics, basically. So a pandemic of autism, Tourette's syndrome, MS, Lou Gehrig's disease, Guillain-Barré syndrome, and other illnesses. So it is the silent pandemic no health authority wants to look at or talk about. That's what it is. Now, if you're signed up for our newsletter, you'll get a vaccine exemption by state download link. So you can go to this link and you can download your state exemption forms for vaccines. So check that out. If you're not signed up for the newsletters and you have email to get one, go to thepowerherbs.com. Click on Books and Newsletters and sign up there for free. There's the Health Quest and American Survival. So it'll be a vaccine exemption by state link where you can download your exemption form. So people have been calling me, Frank, where can I get an exemption form for my state, this and that? And I'm like, well, I'm not the download lady, but I'll see what I can find. So you can check it out because some states have only limited exemptions. You know, some states don't have the religious exemption anymore. Some just have the medical. So this site should be up to date on that. But here's the thing. God's grace is awesome. So we have His medicinal herbs that provide help to protect us from diseases and pandemics, even to reverse disease that are inflicted on us by medicine. You know, what you want to do is call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, get their free product catalog. This is their number, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. The website is thepowerherbs.com if you want to go request a catalog there. And this is where your health options just became endless. They have pandemic kits, heart attack packs, snake bite kits, and a whole lot more. If you want to reverse things you didn't think you needed to reverse, this is the place to call. And I'm out of time, so we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back with more.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3ws.thepowerherbs.com. Thank you, Frank. Bouncy music. Oh, yeah. Get you going. Well, we got more stuff, obviously, going to empower you. Since we're kind of on the vaccine topic, and I know you're probably sick of vaccine topics, but this is going to be talking a little bit about the cutting therapy edge of your DNA altering vaccines, kind of give you a heads up of how this all works. So medical science has been doing these gene therapy treatments for decades, though. And we hear about, you know, these accolades on gene therapy breakthroughs, and the public assumes that the gene therapy is for patients seeking extraordinary means to address, like, deadly illnesses. But as
that's not really quite so accurate. So it is possible for the average person that may have gotten gene therapy and never knew they had got it, or at the very least, they had no clue of the ramifications it would give them. So we're going to take a look at this fast-moving area in medicine where they're altering genes and modifying the human genome. So let's look at the definition. If we want to understand the significance of your gene therapy, and of course your RNA vaccines are a gene therapy treatment, so your COVID is a gene therapy, it's really important really for us to understand what genes really are. And the scientific definition of a human gene is it's a genome, and it has a complete set of nucleic acid sequences, and these are encoded as DNA within the chromosome part of the cell inside the nuclei. This is your DNA molecule. It's inside the mitochondria. All your human genomes include both a protein-coding DNA gene and a non-coding DNA gene. So genes define who an individual is physically. Your genes are organized and packed into unique cell chromosomes, and genes carry your heredity, and more importantly, genes carry with them chemical instructions so your body can function properly as a unit. Now, science is stating that the number of genes that we have will vary from a few hundred DNA bases to over 2 million, which can indicate how diverse humans really are. Now, your DNA is passed on to the next generation, so the way that you walk, the way you sit, your voice, the way your body moves, tilt your head a certain way, curl your finger around a hair when you read a book, these are all things that tend to be passed on. And your tendencies are part of who you are. So if you let science, they're going to alter that. They're going to change all that if you let them. All right, so let's look at the age of your molecule therapy for a minute. Science has been manipulating genes for a little while. In the 1990s, science started to specialize in an area called molecule therapy. This was a new area of science, and this type of treatment involved using DNA vaccines. So when DNA vaccines were used, they alter the expression or the instruction in your genes that they operate under those chemical messengers, so they alter that. Science knows that certain proteins can alter that genetic code, and most infectious agents have proteins in them, and they are the perfect vehicle for gene altering. So the DNA vaccine influences your gene expression, and here's a quote on these type of gene therapies. This is by Molecule Therapy on Gene-Based Vaccines, June 1st, 2001. So this is the Molecule Therapy journal. They say a direct inoculation of DNA into tissues involves a transfer of DNA encoding of infectious virus, thereby provides an amplification of gene transfer and could result in transfection of the host cells. So let's look at the definition of transfection. And recombatant. Let's look at what science means by that. So the process of deliberate introduction of nucleic acids into your cells is used to describe your gene transfer to infect the cell, usually with a virus. So the main purpose is to enhance or inhibit a specific gene expression in your cell and produce a recombatant protein. So recombatant proteins are the proteins encoded in your genes that are cloned with a desired gene expression and then translated with an RNA messenger. So molecule cloning and protein expression are two of the most powerful techniques used in science right now. That is how the Molecule Therapy on Gene-Based Vaccines journal stated it. So just kind of paraphrase a little. So here it is. The public is really instructed that DNA vaccines are retaining your immune system, or retraining, I should say. They're using the DNA vaccines, the COVID and other things. They're changing how your immune system functions. They're saying they're retraining it to be more efficient, like God didn't know what he was doing. So what they do is they produce an appropriate response to them, they call it an appropriate response to a bacterial or virus infection. So they're totally changing how your immune system reacts to infectious pathogens. Okay. So the DNA vaccines alter your immune system T cell function and your response to the infection. So could this be the reason why people who get the COVID vaccine aren't immune to getting sick with COVID? It's altering how your immune system interacts with COVID. It's like inviting disease rather than shutting it down. So they call it T cell priming in science. They're manipulating your T cells. These are your killer T cells. These are the antibodies. So they're manipulating those T cells, and they want to have a strong link to hyperdrive in the immune system. So there is strong influence here that this could be one of the responses that are responsible for autoimmune diseases. So DNA vaccines have these built-in adjuvants to contribute to this induction of this new immune response in four different ways. In one of these ways, it affects how your immune system patrols for infectious agents, and science has altered that so that the immune system cells designed to alert the system that an infection is present now just wander around like they're blind and don't see it. They're just totally eliminating your immune system. That's how it is. So this was discovered 15 years ago. They called it immune stimulatory properties. So, you know, whatever you want to call it, science, but what you're doing is you're dismantling someone's immune system. So a killer T cell that's supposed to be patrolling the blood system looking for infectious agents and you turn it off like it's blind, that's detrimental. But they're saying they're re-educating your immune system to be better. Now, scientists found that the immune system naturally makes immune cells that have a wide range of effects and have, you know, recorded these cells, and they're trying to recode them. Okay, so they're trying to recode the functionality of these cells so they do something else. So this is where the gene expression and control of those genes of the immune system function come in. So the DNA vaccines can change the natural function, the innate natural function, and also the adaptive function of your immune system, because you have cells that adapt and take an antibody and adapt it to a new pathogen. So it's more efficient. That's how fast the immune system can do that. But now they're changing that so you don't have an adaption cell at all. So the adaptive function normally helps protect you from disease that you have come in contact with previously, and they can alter the antibody just a little bit to assist in disinfecting the system with a new type of pathogen that's a little similar to the old one. So therefore, your DNA vaccines create, here's the list. They induce an abnormal strong immune stimulus effect or autoimmune dysfunction. They convert high and low protein expression in your genes. They allow animal diseases to infect humans through the inclusion of a species-specific sequence. Some DNA vaccines require prime, boost, or multiple immunizations for the full effect. That's why your booster shots. Also, your DNA vaccines include influenza, herpes simplex, hepatitis B vaccines, cancer vaccines, tuberculosis vaccine, HIV, anthrax, malaria, dengue fever, and also your various pet vaccines. So your pets are not immune to this manipulative type of treatment. Your DNA vaccines are also evaluated differently with little to no clinical application to actual effectiveness. So your DNA vaccines seem to get a pass with research, you know, testing, you know. So what they're doing is re-engineering your immune system cells So your immune system cells have proteins, and these proteins have switches, and they help the immune system cells work appropriately for different circumstances. So if you doubt that science is indeed recreating your immune system, one just needs really to look at the research that are surrounding the organ transplant rejection therapy. So I recently reported that changes are coming to allow scientific medicine to redefine the laws regarding organ transplants, euthanasia, and allow organ donation to become a cause of death even. They need your organs, so we're just going to take them. So if you missed on that report, you might want to check our radio archives of September 13, 2018. So therefore, to avoid the body rejecting, let's say, a transplanted organ, science is changing the immune system cells. Therefore, the DNA vaccines will come in very handy for medicine to use with the regards to the transplants or the organ donations of the future. So your immune system and your genes will have been recoded, reducing the likelihood of organ rejection. And according to the Child and Family Research Institute, the University of British Columbia, science is crafting gene therapies to control the immune system T cells that attack foreign agents or a foreign organ. Now, you want to keep in mind that foreign agents are infectious diseases, so the research on this did get published in the Journal of Clinical Investigation. So foreign agents are all illnesses, pathogens, infections. So if they're going to shut your immune system off by identifying it so it doesn't kick on and work, it means you have no immune system. So now, often transplant patients, you know, you may know this, are required to take a lot of immune suppressive drugs to suppress their immune system so it doesn't attack and kill the transplanted tissue. This makes them very susceptible to infection. So now science says that they can fine-tune the gene therapy to include just the transplanted tissue. That's what we're being told, but is that really the truth? So the form of gene altering involves taking human blood and inserting a protein carried by the virus to change the antigen receptor so the immune system thinks the transplanted tissue is not foreign but is part of your own body. Now just think how easy it would be to modify your DNA vaccines to just do that about anything they want in your immune system, the inborn safeguard that God's given you. They can do anything they want to it. Well, here is a quote from Dr. Catherine McDonald, Child and Family Research Institute, University of British Columbia. She said, "This is a whole new age in medicine. We're doing cutting-edge work. It opens up the possibility to build a gene for any disease where the immune system is overactive," end of quote. So the gene editing technology, the CRISPR machine, this DNA sequencing manipulator, it can turn receptors on or off and affect how they interpret proteins, essentially diseases, pathogens. So the CRISPR technology allows the scientists to edit genomes of living cells in the area of biomedical research. It won't be long before science finds a way to merge hardcore technology or bionics with human tissues, creating the ultimate edit to God's creation. A cyborg, Frank. Remember that from Star Trek? You have been assimilated. Right? All right, so this is just freaky stuff. When you read these scientists, you think these scientists are crazy. You know, they're just tinkering, dangerously tinkering with God's copyright, and it's not gonna come out very well in the end. It's just not. So, I personally seek the Lord's face. I try hard to stay close to the Lord, and His way of doing things as far as, you know, wellness goes. Food, water, herbs, medicinal herbs, the toxic drugs, you know, are just, they're keeping people hostage. You know, their bodies become hostage to the drug. It's almost like a crutch, and then they can't get off the drug, or they really struggle to. So I look for the natural way. If you're looking for the natural way, ask the folks at Apothecary Herbs to send you their free catalog and be amazed what you can do with some organic medicinal tools with information on how to use them. It's amazing how powerful it makes you, really. The most internal medicine issues that I can see tend to be from a mineral depletion. And what do these drugs do that people are on? It flushes the minerals right out of their body. Just makes the whole problem worse. So, seek the Lord's face. He'll show you in Scripture from Genesis to Revelation, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. So, he designed the human body. He designed all the food and the medicine. He knows. Chemically, he knows what works and what doesn't. So, if you just trust in that, you'll find that you can do more than the white coats can without really going into bankruptcy or toxicity. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. Their number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. And their website has a lot of information. You want to check it out there, thepowerherbs.com. Sign up for those newsletters and get that important information free each week. Just click on books and newsletters and sign up for free there. All right, we got a few moments, and I got a couple calls recently, Frank, people about dental stuff. And, you know, the takeaway I got from my conversation with these folks is, you know, you don't want to let dental things go very long. You got to address that pretty quickly. I tell people there's such a thing as death by toothache. You know, you can get an abscess. People don't think about it. And an abscess, you know, if you get one and your gum has a little, looks like a sore on it. And sometimes an abscess will choose to drain through the sore on your tooth and you get this foul taste in your mouth. That's a good thing because the danger is it's not going into the blood system. So the other abscess, which are below the gum line, you can't see them, and they can go into the blood system and cause sepsis, and then you're pretty much dead in a skinny minute if you don't deal with that. So don't let dental things go very long. I hate going to the dentist, Frank. I just don't like going. But I know certain things are essential, and you have to go. So use common sense. Use common sense. So people don't realize, this is a Dr. Irvin Silverstein, he's a dentist, he says people don't realize that dental disease can cause serious illness. The problems are not just cosmetic. Many people die from dental disease. Right. So we want to eat well, and we want to use good oral hygiene. Now the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they have this herbal mouth cleanse that's a very effective at helping you maintain. So you definitely want to check that out. They also have a toothache formula that you can use until you get into the dentist. So, excellent. And they have a tooth and gum formula as well that will help with bacterial issues. So you have some natural herbs that you can use, but at the same time, you want to use common sense. Here's this New England Journal of Medicine study that was published in 2007. It was talking about periodontal bacteria. It was found in the plaque deposits in the teeth, in between the teeth. So the bacterium was suspected to be involved in causing heart attacks. So they conducted a periodontal treatment exam, and they were able to reverse arteriosclerosis in patients just by cleaning up their gum tissue a little bit. So pregnant women also have to exercise extreme caution if they experience oral infections like abscesses. In 2010, a 35-year-old woman from California lost her infant, and researchers linked it to the plaque bacteria from the tooth with the infection in it, and the baby was stillborn. So dental infections are nothing to mess with, okay? Certainly you can use some herbs until you can go get it checked out. Definitely go get that checked out because you can get this infection so easily into the jawbone and into the blood system, and it can really wreak havoc. So you definitely want to get it checked out. So they also found on this stillborn baby that the stomach and lungs of the baby had the same strain of the tooth plaque bacteria that was causing the infection in the mother. So oral bacteria is something you want to address. Dental cleanings are really important to go to. There are some things you can use, like that oral herbal mouth cleanse. That cuts down on a lot of that plaque forming on the tooth. So watch what you're eating. If you're eating a lot of white flour products, baked goods, that breads, it contributes to plaque buildup. So more fruits and vegetables, whole grains, nuts and seeds, you get less plaque. So think smart. Here's another quote. This is from a professor of periodontics at Western Reserve University School of Dental Medicine, Dr. Hahn. He says, I think we all need to be concerned because almost everyone has this bacteria to some extent, and we need to do more work. Well, like I said, if you get those cleanings, They do help the dentist keep track of what's going on in your oral cavity. They can spot things that you can't. They're trained to do that. So they can see like little places or what I call food pits where the food can accumulate there. They can tell you about those and tell you how to clean a little bit better. I'm not a big fan of mouthwashes, Listerine and other stuff. They're very harsh chemicals, and they dry out the gum tissue, and they can encourage, in my opinion, gingivitis. So I try to stay away from those. But I also think that, brushing and flossing and just eating better and more water helps out. You know, if you get a lot of alcohol going, that also affects those gum tissues as well. So watch that. It's expensive to procrastinate on this stuff. There was this news report. There was a 24-year-old unemployed father who didn't have dental insurance, and he had a toothache. And so he couldn't go to the dentist. He didn't have money. So the tooth got so bad, the pain got so bad, he went to the emergency room. He was living in Cincinnati, and the emergency room didn't have a dentist on staff, but they sent him home with pain medicine. He died that evening from sepsis, blood poisoning from the tooth infection. So not good. Death by toothache is real. And, you've got the Affordable Care Act and all this other stuff, but there's ways of dealing with your dental issues. When we consider a lot of statistics on the cause of death in the United States, it's shocking to consider that many, if not a majority, of these deaths could have been caused by oral bacteria. Heart attacks, heart disease, almost 600,000, cancer, same 600,000, respiratory disease, 140,000, stroke, 130,000, and diabetes, 70,000. So a lot of what goes on in the mouth can have that domino effect. So keep that in mind. Strengthen your system with more organic minerals, whole food, balanced chemistry. If you need help, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have some things you may be interested in. Their number is 866-229-3663. And thepowerherbs.com is the website, and get their free catalog. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.